live from our living room, it's From Long Distance to Marriage with Andrea and Rich. We're a once long-distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and made it through to marriage.
We talk long-distance, marriage, and relationships. Hi, and welcome to episode 4 of From Long Distance to Marriage. Today, we're going to be talking about something that we think all couples could benefit from, and that is love languages.
So for those of you that aren't familiar with or haven't heard of love languages before, there are 5 different types, and basically everyone falls into a category of which love language is theirs, or maybe a combination of a few. So it's really valuable for you to know what your partner's love language is so that you can give them what they need, and it's also important for you to know what your own is so you can communicate what you need to your partner as well. So I think they're not a brand new thing, love languages, by any mean. I think it came about in the 90s, someone wrote a book. But in the past couple years, there's been a lot more talk about it, and there's lots of online quizzes you can take to find out what your love language is. So today, we're going to be talking about love languages and actually taking a quiz, each of us, on the show, so that you can find out what ours are, and we can find out a little bit more about that. So I guess first we'll walk you through what the 5 languages are, and the first one is words of affirmation. So this is basically people who really thrive when they're getting lots of compliments and verbal reassurance. The next is acts of service. So people really responding when, you know, someone's helping them, servicing them in some way. Next is receiving gifts. And I think they, on the quizzes I've seen online, really try to communicate that this doesn't necessarily mean that someone is, what's that word, babe? Were you superficial?
Yeah.
Where you want presents all the time? Yeah. Materialistic.
Yeah.
Also, it's good for people to know that you are actually here, because you haven't said anything yet. Yeah, so receiving gifts. It doesn't have to be big materialistic things. It could be thoughtful, small gifts. Things like thoughtful handwritten letters. Just anything small like that. Or maybe some people do like big fancy things. That's your prerogative. The next one is quality time, which is pretty self-explanatory. So getting good one-on-one time with your partner. And the 5th one is physical touch, which also is quite self-explanatory. So I think we just want to talk a little bit about why we think this is a good thing to know. Do you want to kind of start with that, babe?
I think it's just what you mentioned at the beginning, that it's because everyone's got their own one. It's a bit of a shortcut to find out the best way to connect properly with your other half.
Yeah, and I'll always remember, when we were first married, obviously our experience wasn't the same as everyone's, in the sense that I moved over here and we were suddenly thrown together, married, living together for the first time. So it was a lot to deal with. And I know that particularly when we first moved out from your family's house into our own place, it was a big adjustment period for both of us. And that was a period of a lot of arguments. And I remember calling my brother one day, who was also newly married at the time. I'm just saying, gosh, this is so hard. I don't know how to talk to him sometimes. And he said something that's really stuck with me and I think helped me. And that is, you know, effective communication in a relationship is being able to say what you need to say in a way you need to say it, but also in a way that your partner can hear it and it won't upset them. So it's really tricky.
Yeah, that is true. But I think that's something slightly different to love languages.
Yeah, no, I know. But I think if you understand your partner's love language, maybe, you know, that can start a conversation or something like that, or you know how to approach it or how to butter them up before you
reach
something. But basically, it's all about knowing how your partner needs to receive things. I think that's the knowledge behind it that I took away from what my brother said. So out of the 5, words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time,
acts and physical of service touch. Sounds very military.
Does.
Can we rename that one?
Get helping out.
Helping out?
We can't do that. It's official. This is an actual thing.
We're not I don't think it's official.
Well, it is. There's a book about it and everything.
Yeah, but you can change books. What are they? Let's change acts of service to getting shit done.
No, I don't like that. That's silly. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. Which one do you think you're going to be, or do you think you'll be a combination of a few?
What was number 4?
4 was quality time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be quality time and physical touch.
Okay. I think I'm probably going to be words of affirmation and either quality time or physical touch and receiving gifts and getting help.
So you're all of them?
Yes. But yeah, we'll see. So we've each got the quiz in front of us and we're going to go through it.
Are we doing this together?
Yeah, like we'll just read them out. You knew this. I told you. We do plan these things. He just doesn't listen. So the first one is just listing your personal preferences. So I like to receive letters, thank you notes, and cards. I like spending one-on-one time with those I love. A thoughtful gift goes a long way with me. When others help me, it means a lot. Nothing says I love you more than a big warm hug. And you're just supposed to pick the one that means the most to you. So,
And I think a lot of people are going to get frustrated, because I always get frustrated with these multiple choice.
Yeah, because they're all...
It depends on the day. There are some times when I don't want a hug, if a hug sometimes just distracted me from what I'm doing. And on those days, it's more helpful when someone's helping out. If it's a typical day, then I'm going to want a hug more than something else.
That's very good to know.
Yeah.
But maybe just go for the general rule, which one feels most true to you.
I think my general rule is going to be... I mean, sometimes I just want a gift.
You want a gift?
So, gift.
Oh, you want a gift. So you're going to go for gift?
No, I think I'm going to go with... this is hard.
I'm going to go with I like spending one-on-one time with those I love. But don't do what I do. Or wait, should we say...
I'm going to go hug.
Okay, a big warm hug.
Yeah.
Should we say what we're doing?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Otherwise, people are going to be listening to us doing nothing.
Maybe we should say after we've ticked it so we don't feel like we swayed each other. Okay, so personal preference too. Do you want to read these ones?
So, acknowledgement makes me feel loved. Togetherness makes me feel loved. Tangible expressions of love mean the most. When you help me, I feel loved the most. A hug makes me feel loved.
I'm going to go with tangible expressions of love mean the most.
Yeah. I feel like acknowledgement makes me feel loved. I'm going to go with acknowledgement.
Okay. Right. So 3. I value praise and avoid criticism. I value conversation and closeness. I value little thoughtful gifts. I value help and kind assistance. Or I value affection and warm embraces. So what do you think for this one? I think mine's pretty clear. I value praise and avoid criticism.
Yeah, that's very you.
Don't like...
I mean, I do value help and assistance. I think I'm going to go affection and warm embraces. I think that's...
Okay.
That's me.
It you.
So then we've got, I like when you compliment appearance. I like when my feelings are understood. I like receiving gifts on my birthday. Are there couples who are not giving gifts on their birthday?
Maybe.
I like when you help me around the house. An unexpected kiss makes me feel loved.
I like when my feelings are understood. That's really
important. Yeah, I'm going to go the same on this.
Okay. Are you copying me or is that legit?
That's legit.
Okay. Right, so I guess it's just what you want the most. Encouraging words, undivided attention, heartfelt gifts, teamwork, or holding hands. Ooh. See, I like undivided attention and teamwork.
I mean, I want undivided attention when we're in a conversation. Nothing annoys me more than when I'm trying to tell you something and you're...
My attention and you're is divided.
All over the place. But that's like a specific...
You don't just want my attention all the time?
No.
Well, thanks.
Encouraging words if I'm feeling discouraged. I don't want those all the time. Like, I don't need constant validation. So, this one's hard.
I think for you, probably the most thing that you can, no matter what your mood is, you'd probably always enjoy heartfelt gifts.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
I always want attention no matter what, though, so I'm going with that.
Okay. So then it is, I feel loved when I receive meaningful words on my birthday. I feel unloved when you interrupt me and half listen. Yeah. A gift lets me know you were thinking of me. I feel loved when you help me with projects around the house. Cuddling closely is the best part of my day. I mean, I don't feel unloved when you interrupt me and half listen, but it really does annoy me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice to receive meaningful words on your birthday, but it's nicer to receive them when it's not your birthday. So I'm going to discount that one.
I think cuddling closely is the best part of my day. It's probably the most accurate for me on this one.
I think it probably is too, because the others... I mean, I feel loved when you help with projects around the house. That's not really...
Constant, is it?
Well, normally, like, we do our own things around the house. I'm going to go cuddling closely as well.
Okay, so next. I feel love when you tell me I'm appreciated. Eye contact lets me know someone really cares. Several inexpensive gifts mean more to me than one large expensive gift. Your actions speak louder than words to me. I feel closer to you when we hold each other. I mean, I think a lot of those are pretty true, but I think from... What do you think for you?
Well, I didn't want to sway you with mine.
I think the top one for me. I feel love when you tell me I'm appreciated. That's probably the most...
I'm going to go actions speak louder than words.
Okay.
So next up. It makes me upset when people don't keep their word. I look forward to lunch dates with friends. When you surprise me with a gift, I'll never forget it. I'm inspired when people pitch in to help me. If I've had a long day, a massage helps me forget it.
This is hard because they're all so different. Like,
well, number three is not different. In any situation, this person wants a present.
But also, like, friends and...
Yeah, friends, yeah, it's kind of weird.
I'm going to go with the first one for me. It makes me upset when people don't keep their word.
Me too. For me, that links in with actions speak louder than words as well. Yeah.
Right. Next one. I cherish letters written to me. I enjoy walks and talks on the beach. I put a lot of time into the gifts I give. I feel unloved when I'm working and no one offers to help. I enjoy slow dancing with one I love. That's you, definitely, the last one.
Slow dancing. Oh, yeah. That's
100%. Yeah. I'm going to go with I cherish letters written to me.
Yeah, I do cherish them, but we do letters these days. We don't live near a beach to walk and talk on it. And that was always ever raid because it's windy on the beach. No one ever mentions that.
You're so romantic.
I'm going to go with I feel unloved and I'm working and no one offers to help. If it's the kind of task when someone could help.
Okay.
So I have daily affirmations that I say when I'm down. Talking things through with others really helps me. I have little gifts with sentimental value at my desk. I appreciate the many things you do for me, and I need to be held when I'm sick. I mean, I'm a few of these. Mm. I like to be held when I'm sick. I do appreciate the things you do for me. I have I don't have little sentimental gifts at my desk, but I do have them.
You have them at your desk at home.
Maybe yeah, and they do retain their sentiment for me. And talking things through with others does really help me. So I'm all for, but I think if I have to pick one, I'm going to say talking things through with others really helps me.
I think, yeah, that's the one that stood out to me from the very first look. So I think that's the last one.
Yeah, it's the last one.
So now we hit get results.
Mine was just as I predicted. I'm physical touch.
And mine was just as I predicted. Words of affirmation. Do you want to read yours?
Yeah, so my primary love language is physical touch. This language goes far beyond the bedroom. In fact, you love to cuddle with absolutely no ulterior motives. That's not always true. Sometimes I do have an ulterior motive. Public displays of affection, holding hands, pats on the back and hugs communicate care and bring you great joy. Yeah, that's true.
That is true, yeah.
Physical presence and accessibility are vital, while neglect and abuse can be unforgivable and irreparable to relationships. Don't neglect me.
I don't neglect you.
A gentle embrace during a hard time is just the encouragement you need to strengthen your day. That is true.
So then after that, what your next ones are. So what's your...
I'm words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, which I'm still not keen on, and receiving gifts.
Okay.
Yeah, so gifts, I suppose, are quite low down for me. Yeah.
For me, so yeah, my result is words of affirmation. Your primary love language is... Why can't I say love languages without sounding like a Muppet?
Maybe we'll have to have a tongue twister episode where you just say love language half an hour.
Yeah, that sounds so much fun. Okay. Your primary love language is words of affirmation. Words matter to you and are most important when coming from the ones you love. Words can impact you either negatively or positively. You enjoy verbal compliments, words of appreciation, or simple straightforward sentiments like, you look sharp in that suit. Continue to use your words to encourage and kindly build up others. As you spread your love language or words of affirmation to others, it will come back to you. That's true. I need a lot of pep talking in general. And I've always...
You do, and you look to someone else to tell you look nice or that you'll be fine or something. Or
I don't ask people to tell me I look nice.
You ask me to.
If I do something like because I know you like it.
Yeah, but generally you look for external validation for things.
It makes me sound so needy.
Well, it's not needy, that's just your love language. You've got a needy love language.
And then quality time, which was also what I thought would be next. So first is words of affirmation and quality time, then receiving gifts, physical touch, and acts of service. That's interesting because I think we talked about, I can't remember which episode it was, potentially two benefits of long-distance relationships. Yeah. We talked about how like I felt in a long-distance relationship, and I mentioned like I thought that I did so well with you in our long-distance relationship because I got lots of words from you. Whereas in face-to-face relationships, you often don't need as many words because you have other physical things and stuff like that.
It's just maybe you're better suited to a long-distance relationship.
Not again, nearly killed me.
But I think this is important because if I was down one day or we'd had a row or whatever, this helps you know how best to respond to that. Go and buy me a present. It would mean a lot to me, but
cuddle would probably mean more.
Yeah. It depends on the gift, but generally speaking...
I was going to get you a Tesla, but I thought you'd like a cuddle.
Yeah, I mean, in that case, you fuck the cuddle. You can give me a cuddle in the Tesla, but it's just about knowing how to deal with the other person, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
And it's a good little challenge because do you know the person as well as you thought you did? Like, we knew... We had pretty good grasp of what the other person was going to be.
Yeah, we've been together a long time.
But it'd be interesting for a lot of people to think, oh, I think you're going to be number one.
Yeah, but also maybe people who are newer, maybe just starting out, maybe been together for a little while, but just now and beginning sort of the serious part of their relationship might benefit from doing something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I would have a caveat to that you don't necessarily always know. Like for us, we've been in a relationship for a long time now, so I know when a cuddle feels good.
Yeah.
If this was our first relationship, I may assume that a cuddle would have a certain effect on me, but I may get it wrong. So I think it's very important that everyone does it, especially at the early stages. But if it's early days in any relationship for you, maybe take some of the results with a grain of salt.
Yeah, well, because like also I think that physical touch is more important to me than receiving gifts. I mean, yeah, I love getting presents. Who doesn't? But I think if I've had a bad day, like, I'll walk up to you and be like, I need a hug.
Yeah.
So, rather than blowing
you
something.
A hug's really a sign that you're connecting. And
yeah, hugs are super powerful.
So we think that's wrapping up this episode.
Yeah, this is a mini one.
But
this
if you want to do your own love language quiz, the one we used was on beliefnet.com, but you can just Google it.
There's lots of different ones. I tried a few, but I thought this one would be kind of the best in terms of for reading out loud. So that's why we kind of went with that one. But there's loads you can find, and we just wanted to kind of share our results with you so you can get to know us a little bit better.
We'll have the link to our one on the post on our website. So if you want to take the same one and you want to see how similar to us you are, just look at the post on our website.
Thanks, guys. See you soon.